Okay, so the thing is like this. So we're doing the Mishnah, right, on a Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Okay? So the Mishnah says that a permanent knot is your chayv. That's going to be considered a malacha on Shabbos, and you'll be chayv if you make a permanent knot. Okay? Now, Reb Meir says there's one exclusion to that, and that is if I make a knot that I can undo with one hand, that is not considered a permanent knot. And as any knot that I could undo with one hand is not considered permanent. Okay? So the Gemara has a question. Okay? What did Reb Meir mean? Okay? Did he mean that the reason why I could undo it is because if I make a knot but I don't tighten it, okay, so I put together the string and I loop it around the way it's supposed to be, but I don't tighten it. Okay? So is that what Reb Meir meant? That if you don't tighten it, that you won't be over till you tighten it, because as long as you don't tighten it, you can undo it easily. And that's not considered permanent. Okay? That's one possibility. Or no. Reb Meir meant that it's if I make a slip knot, if I make a type of a knot that even if I tighten, okay, but it's a slip knot, it's something that when you pull one end, the whole knot comes out. Okay? So that, or is that what Reb Meir meant? Okay? Right? So if he meant that way, right, that it's a type of knot that would come out easily, that you could never be over the malacha, that's never considered a permanent knot. Okay, that's one possibility. Okay, so the Gemara says if he meant that, so then if I made a slip knot, I would be putter. Okay, but correct me if I getting this right. But if he meant that a knot, he means until you tighten it, you don't have permanent. Then if I make a slip knot, right, I would be chayv. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we just wanted to understand the reasoning behind each side. Okay? So let's just start with one side. Which side do you think makes more sense? Well, which side do you want
to
start with?
Just to clarify, if he made, according to the side that says he meant a slip knot, if he made a tight knot, real, if he made a loose real knot, would that be
five? That's a good question. What are you saying?
Oh, that's a toss. Okay.
Well, Matt was saying that what were you saying? You were saying if he meant... Which way you say?
I say according to the first side that says that you're potter if it's yako latiro, and right. If you made it loose enough that you could untie it with one hand, you'd be potter.
First slip knot.
Oh, according to the first side, yeah, you're definitely potter.
So what's up, Reb Meir?
He's saying no.
Say that again.
What's up, Reb Meir?
There's two ways around this.
What's Reb Meir? It's
not going to last if it's loose.
Oh, then you'd be chive.
You'd be chive or something. Exactly. But what happens if you understand the way of a slip knot? Would you be chive for making it?
That's a good question. What's Reb Meir adding to the Tanakhama?
You'd be putter for a slip knot?
If you'd be putter for a slip knot, would you be chive for making it loose?
That's a good question.
If it's loose enough that you could be matzer with one hand, then yeah, you'd be putter.
You'd be putter. He would agree, basically.
What? Okay, what are you saying now, Noah?
I was saying according to the first way of learning Reb Meir, if you made it loose enough that you could be matzer with one hand, you could also be putter.
You also be putter. In other words, if Reb Meir meant a slip knot, that even if I tighten, make a very tight slip knot, but as long as I can take it out with one hand, right? So you're saying if he meant that, he would also say that if I don't tighten a knot, I'm also going to be potter.
Okay.
It just sounds like that's how it's focusing on. Just look at the knot. If you can be matir with one hand, then you're potter. If you can't, then you're
possible. Okay.
I think it's like a practical reform.
Right.
Like, since it could be reverted any time to just nothing anymore.
Sure.
So you can't call that permanent.
Right, okay. Well, let's see if we could just get the idea of what he's trying to say, and then maybe we could clarify these. Because what's your question? You got a question, too.
What's Reb Meir adding on to the Tanakhama? It's a pashut that if it's loose and you can tie it with one hand, it's not blasting.
Says again, if I don't tighten it, what's he adding to the Tanakhama? In other words, with the Tanakhama, let's say you say that what Reb Meir meant was that if I don't tighten it, right, it's not a permanent knot, right? So would that mean that the Tanakhama would say that even though I don't tighten it, that's a permanent knot. That would have to be the implication. Right? So you're saying, how is that possible?
Why not? Okay.
What's that?
What's the problem with that?
What's the problem with that?
There's a last. What does lasting mean then if it's not tight?
No, let's say it's a loose thing, but you can't untie it. It's like one of those crazy knots that's very intricate, but it's never loose anywhere, but you can't, you'd have to go through a whole rigmarole to untie it.
Okay. You mean you didn't tighten it, but that doesn't mean it's going to be able to, you can't really just take it out with one hand.
Yeah, those things aren't dependent on each other.
It is knotted up.
It's knotted up. Okay,
not
good.
True.
Good. Very good. Okay.
Thanks, Anna.
Did you get that? Okay. Good. Okay, so, but let's see if we can clarify. So what's the two ways of looking at it? That's what I'd like to know. Okay, before we commit ourselves to any one way of setting it up, I mean, how would you describe it? What's the basic idea he's getting at?
Who's getting at it?
Well, in other words, what are the two ways of looking at that? You know, let's take one side. Let's say you say that what he meant was that if I don't tighten it, if I put together the loops, right, but I don't tighten it, I'm not chayiv. So what would he be saying in that case?
That you didn't make a knot yet.
Okay, and what am I lacking? What am I lacking if I didn't make a knot?
Product.
What am I not? What?
Product.
I mean, like you said, like you have all the things together, knotted together, right? So what am I lacking if I don't tighten it? It's true I'm lacking in the product, but what?
Permanence.
What's that?
Permanence.
I'm lacking permanence? The thing is that if I... What is tightening? Yeah, what is tightening? When I tighten the knot, what does that mean? That means I didn't finish the action of making the knot. In other words, I put together... I'm doing the maisa of looping the strings, and what is the last action that I have to do? I have to tighten it. If I don't tighten it, I didn't finish the maisa of making the knot. Right? Because the knot, the cheftza, I have the whole thing. Right? What's the last thing I have to do? I have to tighten it. Right? So he's saying that if you don't tighten it, that you didn't finish the mice of making the knot. Okay? Correct? And the Tanakhama held, even if I didn't finish the mice, it's true I didn't finish the mice, but I was involved. What's that?
It's going to last.
It's going to last, and I was involved in knot making. Okay? I may not have finished the maisa, correct, but I still was involved in knot making. Okay? So if you learn that what he meant was that I have to tighten it, so then you're saying that what he's saying is you have to finish the maisa. Okay? In which case, if I made a slip knot and I tightened it, that's it. There's nothing left to the maisa. Okay? But let's just see, in contradistinction, what's the other way? If I say that what he meant was that a slip knot is not a kesher shokayama, what's he saying? Right? I mean, that's what you were saying, Matt, that he's saying that the entity is not a permanent knot, because just look at the knot. The knot itself is constructed in a way that it could be undone. In other words, he's saying kesher shakayama, a permanent knot, has to be. You have to look at the knot. If you observe the knot, if you look into the knot, and the knot is made in a way that lends itself, that leaves the possibility open of undoing it, that's obviously not a permanent knot. Right? So any knot that is that within the construction of the knot is the ability to remove it, that is not a permanent knot. Okay? So the question is, what did he mean when he said that I could take it out with one hand? Did he mean that you have to look at the knot and see if the thing can be undone. If it's a knot that can be undone, so then that's not a permanent knot, because inherent in the object is the ability to remove it. Okay? Or is he, if that's the case, right? If that's the case, so now let's see. If that's the case, right, that it means any knot that is built in a way that lends itself to being undone, that the possibility of undoing is built into the knot, that's not a permanent knot. So then what would you say about a knot that's a real, the way it's built is a perfect knot, but I didn't tighten it yet? What would you say about that case? Would you be chayv in that case?
I think you'd be pater because it's not even a knot yet. You didn't finish it. It's not considered a knot.
I was going to say the opposite. No, I mean, I don't know. I hear what you're saying. In other words, I was thinking that maybe that type of knot doesn't lend itself to undoing. The only thing is, you didn't finish the knot. Do you know what I mean? But the type of knot it's not a hard to say, right? It's not a situation where the knot itself lends itself to being undone. It's just you didn't finish the knot. So maybe he would say that, okay, let's say it wouldn't come out by itself. Let's say it wouldn't come out by itself, right? So the fact that you didn't finish it it's possible that he would say that that type of knot is a permanent knot. I don't know, I'm not sure why you think that.
Then you could just say that he would agree with that if there's something to talk about. But there's nothing to talk about that's inherent in. If you're telling me that this has something inherent in it, like it's inherently permanent.
Right.
You know?
Right.
What's inherently permanent? There's nothing there yet. There's no knot yet. I didn't finish.
You're saying if you don't finish, that's not a knot.
Yeah, isn't that the way we were saying in the beginning? Like we were involved in knot making, but we didn't. There's no chesed yet. There's no chesed. It's like exactly what we said before.
Right.
So there's nothing.
It's kind of hard to say. There's
nothing to talk about.
Right.
To say that there's something
correct.
Inherent in.
Right. I'm just wondering if he has to agree with that. If he has to say that way. I don't know. I mean, it's a good question.
It's kind of hard to say there's no chefza. Like, it's a knot. It's not tight.
What's that? Just because it's not tight. So you would say what? That
it's still a knot. I don't know. I would. Yeah. It seems like it's the light.
Right.
It seems like it's still a knot.
Right. I mean, I could see both ways. I'm not sure.
I guess you're going to have to say. It's the only way you can make sense of it, so I guess you have to say that it's not a chesed of a knot.
Okay, well, I guess we can leave that open.
Well, what the Tana Kama is saying is if you hold it the slip knot way, so then he holds if you could undo it with one hand, it's your thigh knot?
Yeah, the Tana Kama would hold that doesn't matter. As long as the knot, well, that's what you were saying, Matt, as long as the knot could last, it's true I could pull it out with one hand, but if I don't pull that string, the knot is tight, it's going to last. And as he just holds, as long as the knot could last, inherently it could last, that's really the point. In other words, as long as the knot practically could last, it is a permanent knot, he's saying. The fact that within the knot is built in a way to undo it, you see, he's saying that's irrelevant. Yeah, there's a way to undo it that's built in, but that doesn't mean that it's not shokayama. If I don't pull that string, the knot will last. So the Tana Kama is saying, as long as the knot has the capability of lasting, without, if nobody interferes with it, the knot inherently can last, that's it. That's the kesher shokayama. Okay? Whereas Reb Meir, that side is really smooth. Reb Meir's saying that it's not just it could last, but it has to be, if it's built with the capability of being undone, that's not a kosher kayama. Okay, because inherent in the building is a way to undo it. Okay? I think that slide is very clear. Okay? Okay, so any questions? Okay. So let's, I just want to go further in the next malacha. Okay? So back to, I guess we're back to Ayin Dalet Amud Bet. Okay. So here you have an interesting case here. Okay, so the Gemara says, V'hatofer shtei tefiros. Okay, next malacha is tofer, which is sewing. Okay, so the halacha is, if I sew two, what do you call it, stitches in a garment, I'm going to be chayev for sewing. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, V'halo kayama. But two stitches does not last. That's not considered kayama. Okay, because two stitches, you put two stitches in, and then if there's any pressure on the, any pulling, tension on the two halves of the cloth, stitches will come out. Okay? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Reb Yochanan, Vahu Shekashran. No. The two stitches you're chayef for, as long as you knot it. Because if you don't knot it, the stitches are going to come out, so you must knot it. Exactly. So what's the chiddush? I mean, if you're knotting it, so then you should always be over twice. You're over for tofer and you're over for kosher, right? What kind of a halacha is that, right? You tell me there's no such thing as tefir without kshira. That's not shtei tefiros.
So is that true? You're only chai for tefir if you would tie it like this. Yeah?
As it says, if I just stitch and I don't knot it, I'm not going to be over. So there's no case where I can just be over any time I stitch. I have to be over twice. That's where do we ever hear such a thing? Right? Okay. So what's the answer?
I learned this already.
You learned this? Okay, good.
So
teach us. What's that?
Kesher, you wouldn't be
chayav. That's right. It must be a kesher that you're not chayav. What kind of kesher is that?
The weak one. I guess you got it.
Good.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah. All I know is that it's we don't do it. Just a, I think it's from the Ramban, right? But it's a weak. It's
could
a
be
weaker
different
thing. Like it's not like a real like knot. I guess it is related to what we were saying before.
Okay. Well, the thing is like this. If you take a look at the Ramban, this is how we know. Because we always say, right, that you're not allowed to make a double knot, right? But how do you know? Maybe you can't make a single knot. From this Gemara, that's how we know you can't make a single knot. So that's what it says in the Ran. Rabbi Lazar Mimit said, from here you see that you're only chayv if you make two knots. Okay? But if I just make one knot, I'm not chayv.
Any knot?
Yeah, in other words, like when you do your shoe, right? You do the one, first one, then you do it again, right? So it's two knots. On the one knot, you're not chayav.
So it has to be a slip knot, though.
Well, a slip knot, yeah. But when you make a slip knot, first you start off with a knot, right? You go, and then you do the
bunny ears, yeah.
Right, then you do the bunny ears, right? What they're calling, I mean, I also thought this was a little strange, but
that's
like when you say.
Knot.
What?
The first one's called a knot?
It's called a knot, yeah, because that's the thing. They say you're not allowed to make a double knot, two knots. Now, what's two knots? Two knots, right? How do we make two knots? You make the first thing, and then you do it again. So it must be the first thing is a knot.
And then so when we say double knot, we really mean triple knot. Like well, what now I'm saying like...
And as if you make a double knot, right? Isn't that...
Should I go get a shoe?
I got a shoe. Oh, amazingly. Just coincidentally. No, in other words, this is a knot. When I go like this,
that's a knot.
I go like this, right? I take this, I go like this, I go like that. That's a knot.
I would never.
Because what's a double knot? A double knot is... I mean, I think we can all agree a double knot is when you go like that and now I go like this. Isn't that a double knot?
Yeah, twice.
Yeah.
In other words... You go one, and instead of making the slip, you just do the same thing again. That's a double knot.
Right? Now, how is that a double knot if this first one is not a knot? It's got to be a knot. I mean, we look at it as that's not a knot because that doesn't really stay. But I don't see any way other way, right?
Wow.
Right? So that's what they say, that that's how you know that you can make that first knot. I don't see how that would really be. I mean, I guess it's not permanent, but whatever. Right? So he says, that's how you know. But the thing that bothers me is, when you know that that's just not, it doesn't last. I don't know, unless maybe it means if you go around a few times. Now, let's say instead of one time, you go a few times, like this. Right? Maybe that would last better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just a... That would last. You know what I mean? But that's not... It's still not a double knot.
Why can't it mean like... You do that first thing.
Yeah.
Then you make a knot.
Yeah. And then you go again?
I mean, that would be a triple knot.
But the first one I hold is...
It's not a knot.
Right. But it's the same, but he's saying it's all the same action. Mm-hmm. How come when it's done the second time it's called a knot, but then the first time you're going to...
That one stays.
Mm-hmm. You're saying first one's a knot, you know, as you're saying, two makes a knot. That makes sense to me. But the only thing is, I mean, practically, I'm just saying, I mean, this is no proof, but I don't think anybody really, I think everybody maintains that if you do that, what you're calling one knot, that's permanent. As a matter of fact, that's what they call, I believe, isn't that a square knot if I do that twice? I'm pretty sure that's a very strong knot.
It is a very strong knot.
Right, it's a very strong knot. If you make what you're calling one knot, right, the two times around, that's pretty hard to get out.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Maybe you can say that the first knot only gets a shame of a knot once it partakes of double knotness.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know about using the word retroactive, but
I see what you're saying.
Like simultaneously, as it partakes of this knotness,
I see.
It will get the shame of a knot.
Ah, so the first one is not really a knot until you add the second one, which secures it.
Right. Now it becomes a knot, but it's a double knot. It is a double knot because there are two of these that are very good.
Okay. I see. So if you don't put the second knot on, you don't really have a knot to begin with.
Right. Yeah, right.
Very good. So when they say shukashran, when you stitch it twice and then you knot it, they don't mean halacha kashran. They just mean you knot it once. And halachically, that's not considered a knot. Okay?
So that's the malacha, if you just do the one knot?
Yes. You do the one knot, so then you have tefirah. Shtei tefiros. Apparently that one knot is enough together with it will hold the stitches that they won't come out.
Right.
You know, even though the knot itself is not permanent, it's not considered a permanent halachically, but apparently that's enough to hold the stitches in that they won't come out. Okay? But that's really the source of how we know that you can make a single knot. Otherwise, I mean... It would seem you have a hard time tying your shoe. I mean, I don't know, but it seems that's the source. Okay? Because that's in the run. If you take a look in the run...
How does that work out with the Mishnah, though?
With the Mishnah later on. What, the Mishnah in Kosher? Well, what's the problem?
Because... I guess you do that to say we hold like Rabbi Meir... One of the ways of Rabbi Meir, or the Tana Kama, according to the way of Rabbi Meir, that holds it's about looseness or tightness.
Say that again, the what?
Do you want to get that, like Aniva's mutter, right?
Why? Why do we need Aniva's mutter? Why?
I guess you just can't let it finish.
Right. I'm not sure how it would go with the Mishnah. I'm not sure about that. Okay. I mean, if you think about it, maybe not, but I'm not sure if it would, how it would coordinate with the Mishnah. But anyways, if you take a look at the Rambam, you see the Rambam doesn't really have to learn this way. Okay? And I'll read you the thing, and I guess you could tell me what you think. Okay? I mean, does anybody know offhand why the Rambam does not have to learn this way? He could learn the Gemara differently. This question, you know, is not a question on the Rambam.
What kind of shul?
What's that? Why you would not be chayiv for knotting and just for stitching, even though you're making a knot.
I mean, the Gemara.
The Gemara, yeah.
Does the Gemara ask a question? I never know, actually.
No. Gemara just says you have to knot it.
Okay, fine.
Okay, but our question is, then you should be chayiv for knotting. Okay? But let me just read you the Rambam. Okay? The Rambam says, a kosher kesher shal kayama behu maisa omen chayiv. Okay, so if a person makes a permanent knot and it is a professional knot, he's chayef.
Professional knot.
Professional knot.
Professional knot.
Okay, so according to the Rambam, it doesn't matter. You can make three knots. Three, you can make a double knot, triple knot. You can tie it as tight as you want. You're not going to be chayef. It's not a professional knot. Okay, so according to the Rambam, it's not a problem.
So, did their derban still that?
Derban.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but this is
Daraisa. The rest of it wouldn't be over.
So tying a double knot in the shoe is only necessary, but not according to
the Rambam. That's right. According to the Rambam, unless it's a professional knot, you're not chayef. Okay, but I think the Rambam is the only way that learns, or one of the only ways to learn. Wants to learn that way. Okay, because most, like the Ran, obviously, doesn't learn that way, because he's saying it has to be one knot. Okay?
The riff, right.
So most Rishonim learn that that it's as long as it's permanent. You don't need that second condition. Okay? Okay. All right? Okay. So now you have one more interesting case here. Okay? It's like this. A Korea, right? Next Malach is Korea. Ripping. Okay? So Gemara says, a Korea amanas litfor. So a guy rips for the purpose of resewing. Okay? So the Gemara says, Kriya b'mishka mihava. Okay, where do you find Kriya in the Mishkan? Where do you find ripping? So Rabba v'Rabzera d'amitavai hu shekein yiriya shenafa ba'darna korinbo. Okay? Actually, we don't need this case, but whatever. Just factually, it means that the yiriya, sometimes a moth would eat a hole in the curtain. So they had to tear away, I don't know, from the bottom and the top to resell it. Okay?
What's a darna? Darna's
a moth. Yeah.
It's a worm.
What's that? A worm, yeah, worm. You're right. To loss. You're right. It's a worm. Okay? So sometimes they have a hole in it, the worm would eat a hole, and then you'd have to resell. Okay? So he says, I guess, Omer of Zutra Bartovia, Omer Rav. Okay, this is the case. He says this: a motea chut shel tefira b'shavas chayv chatas. Okay. So what's moteach? Moteach, actually, Rashi says
it's like pulling tight.
That's right. Pull tight. Okay. So sometimes if you have a stitching, just take a look at Rashi. He says beged a tofor v'omei. So you have a beged, a garment that's stitched. The two halves of the garment are stitched together. Okay. V'heniach a chut aruch. And the thread is a long thread, okay. In other words, normally when you stitch, you knot the thread at the end so that it holds, okay. But let's say the guy left a long thread and didn't knot it. So now what happens is, if there's a little tension on the two halves, the stitching can come apart, okay, because there's nothing really, it could start to loosen up. Okay, so Rashi says, "V'nispardu shtei chatichos habeged zu mizu," and the two halves of the beged come apart. Okay, now he says, "Like b'mixos partially." Okay, v'chutei hatfiros nimshachen, and the thread is extended. Umoteach as Rashi hachut lahadek lechaber. Okay. He pulls on the end of the thread, okay, in order to do what? In order to join it Okay? And to tighten the two halves of the garment. Okay, so when you pull on the thread, then it joins and it tightens it and it makes the stitching tight again. Okay? And Rashi says, Zuhi tfiraso v'chayef. This is considered sewing and yachayef. Okay? What exactly, why did he exactly say those last three words? Zuhi tfiraso, this is sewing and yachayef. So what, according to Rashi, is the definition of sewing, not exactly the same definition that we have. Right? So what's Rashi's? How does he define sewing? Well, how do we define sewing?
Chibur
b'gadim. Or the chibur b'gadim. Right? According to Rashi, sewing means where I join two pieces through a thread. Via, with the vehicle of a thread, I join two pieces. Okay? In contrast to the way we would look at sewing, we would say sewing means a certain maisa, where I take a thread and I thread it through the garments. Right? Where I, what do you call it? Whatever you call
stitch.
That. So, what?
Stitch.
Stitch. Stitch. Stitch. It's hard to think of these words.
So right, we mean, secretly a sewing.
Right.
We think sewing is attaching to the garment.
What's that?
What do we think?
As we think sewing tefira is a specific form of an action. There's a specific action. The action is stitching. An act of stitching means where I take a needle and I pierce through the clothes and I go like this. That's an action of stitching. Rashi is saying it is not the action of stitching. Rashi is saying
it's the outcome.
It is the outcome. It is joining two things by using a thread. Now I don't care if I join them through the act of stitching, or I could join them by pulling a thread. It's not an act of stitching, but that's considered tefirah because I'm creating a joint through thread.
So how does that explain Zohi tefirah v'chayev?
That's what he says, exactly what he's saying. He's saying, Zuhi tfira, that is tfira. If I pull the thread, it's true I'm not stitching.
So he's saying the havamina is that...
It's a specific action.
So that's what the rest is saying, no, it's...
It is not, there is no specific action. It's the outcome, exactly. It's producing that result with the vehicle of thread. That's a good way to put it. That's
but
right.
You still
it's
have not to say who's Shikashan.
What's that?
But you still have to say who's Shikashan, right to Rashi, right?
Yes, that's true.
I mean, the chibur begadim only takes place once you not only pull it through, but also
you'd have to. You mean because that's what was said before that shtei tefiros. You have to knot it. That's true. That is true. That's right. Otherwise, it's not. You mean it is not a permanent chibur. That's good. That's good. That's right. It'll come apart again.
There is some kind of form to this.
What's that?
If there is some kind of form to this action.
You mean because you have to?
Yeah, I'm not saying like there's a, like we were saying before that we define it as an action, like of stitching. I'm not saying that this is an action, but there is some kind of meaning, like the way Gil was saying it, it's not, like, it is a result. Like Rashi just saying the result is all the malacha entails. But like the result does have some kind of form to it, like Sammy's saying, because you're still going to have to make it permanent. It's not just a result of pulling the two begotten together, because they can just come back, you know. Yeah, they're together right now, but they can go apart. Like it's got to have
true.
It's got to have some form. Like it's got to have a form of permanence, I guess.
Okay, yeah, but right? So you're right. So let me just clarify. Notice when I say form, I mean that the action, the form of the action is indispensable. If you say the action has a form, you're saying it's how you do it is the important thing. Mm-hmm. You see, I must use an act of stitching. Mm-hmm. And we're saying it's not how you do it, it's getting to that result. Now, it's true, you're right. I mean, in a sense, there's a form because the result has to be comply with a certain permanent result. That's true. Mm-hmm. But parenthetically, you don't have to knot it. If it's, at least according to the Rambam, if it's more than two tefiras. Because the Rambam says, more than two tefiras will last. So one, you have to knot it when it's only two. But if you put a lot of tefillahs in there, then you'll be chayiv right away. Okay? But, right? So, but that's the basic idea that Rashi is trying to get across. That the important thing is not necessarily the tzura of the maisa, the particular action that you do, but the action is really evaluated based on its results. Anything that produces chibur through a thread is considered tefillah. Okay? Now, take a look at the Rama. And you see, tell me if what he's saying. If he's saying the same thing or if he's saying slightly different. So the only thing is we need some Ramams. That's the only. So it's, let's see, maybe there's some around here.
It's Shabbos.
It's Shabbos, yeah. I guess I should have gotten more, but. Thanks, Sammy. Thanks. He says it's Perak Yud in Hilchos Shabbos. Perak Yud Halacha Tes. Okay. So he says like this. This is an interesting thing. He says, "Hatofer shtei tefiros is chayav." Okay. And then he says, "V'hu shekasher rashi hachut mikan umikan." Provided you knot it, you tie them together. Kedei shetamod hatfira v'lo tishma. It should last and not come out. Okay. And then he says, "Avol im tofer yeser shtei tefiros afa pishel lo kasher." Even though you didn't knot it, chayav. Why shahari miskayemes hatfira? Okay, because the tfira lasts. Okay, then he says like this: v'hamoteya chut shel tfira, and if I pull the thread b'shaves, I'm chayev. Why mibnei shuhu meitzorche hatfira? Okay, so. Mitzarche Yatfira means that pulling the thread is part of what's needed in the sewing process. Right? Because when you sew, you have to sew a few stitches and then you have to pull. Because if you just keep sewing, it's going to end up loose. Right? So you sew a few, you pull, sew some more, pull. Right? So he's saying, since the pulling, okay, tightening is part of the malacha. It's part of the process of sewing. So therefore, you are chayev.
Right. Okay.
So is he saying the same thing as Rashi? What's that?
It's sort of like saying it's like a tolda of the av.
It's like a tolda of the av. That's right. Exactly. It's like a tolda of the av. Okay? But it's not the exact same thing because normally a tolda...
Right.
Is, you know, a separate malacha, but it's like the av. But here he's saying it's actually part of sewing. It's indispensable to the sewing. If you sew without pulling, you're going to be not going to get a good stitch. Okay? But he's saying something different than Rashi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Rashi's saying pulling is sewing. It is sewing. It's the exact same thing as sewing. That's what sewing is. Sewing is no more stitching than pulling. Pulling tightens just as much. Pulling joins things just as much as stitching. So pulling, stitching, same thing. The Rambam is not saying pulling is stitching. He's saying that... What is that? Right? He's not saying pulling is stitching. He's saying it's part of what goes into stitching. Okay. So what's the Rambam saying? Because you could ask again.
No.
No, because you could ask on the Rambam, wow, it's very nice. It's part of stitching. But there's a lot of things that are part of stitching. I mean, you got to have the clothing there. I mean, you got to sit down. I mean, there's a lot of things that are part of stitching. I mean, why are you chayiv? Well, forget that question. Hold on to that question. I don't want to ask it that way. I'm just saying you could ask on the Rambam, why am I chayiv if it's just part of stitching? Well, what about the rest of the stitching? Right? You know, let's say a guy pulls the thread. Okay, he did a part of stitching. But what about the stitching? He didn't do the stitching.
Right. Is he chayiv right now?
He's chayiv. He says
the fact that he did the process of stitching. Because you're saying motel is under stitching.
That's right.
So you're saying once you start the process, that's why Ram would say is that since it's like an essential part of the process of sewing, that's when you're hot. That's when you start the process of sewing, not when the sewing itself occurs,
right.
When you start.
That's right. Exactly. And as the Ram is saying, to be over a malacha, you do not have to do the whole malacha. You just have to do a part of the malacha. If you do a component of the malacha, even though you didn't do the whole malacha, it doesn't matter, you're chayiv for the whole thing. What's that?
How is that? If you're not doing the malacha.
You're doing one part of the malacha, it's as if you did the whole malacha. Why is that? That's a very good question.
I mean, this in general it was like this?
Yeah. It's a good question. But what about over here? I mean, I don't know. But I'll show you another case. No. But definitely over here, what he's saying is, it's sarche ha-tfira, it's a component of the malacha, part of the malacha, and you're chayiv not only for the whole malacha, but if I do part of the malacha, I'm chayiv.
Unlike Rashi who says zui tfira, so that is...
That's right, exactly. Rashi's saying, no, you did the whole thing. You did the whole thing. You stitched. How'd you stitch? You pulled it. That brought it together? That's stitching. It's as if there was nothing there and you stitched the whole thing. According to Rashi, it would seem you have to do the whole malacha. According to the Rambam, it is good enough if you did part of the malacha. You started the malacha, you're chayiv. Okay? The
Rambam's more full malacha.
The Rambam's more malacha. That's right. That's right. And there's one more case where you do have something like this. Okay? And it's a case that, let's say, I mean, do you want to think about this? You can think about this a little bit. That seems what the Rambam's saying.
So what's the essential thing for you then? Of this malacha?
It's a good question. He's asking what's...
He's just saying, if you do this one part, you're talking about it. But he's not telling you what really is the essential thing of it, according to this.
You would say, really, what's the essence, you would say, on the surface, you'd say, it's the stitching.
Not right? The result.
Yeah, I mean, it's the... Right, right. He's not going by results. He seems to be saying there's a certain tzura to this maisa. That's true. He's not going by the results. He's going by the tzura ha-maisa. The tzura ha-maisa is, I stitch, pull. Stitch, pull.
In order to complete it, that's when motel comes in.
In order to complete the action that you mean you stitched?
When you pull, that's when you finish.
That completes the thing. That's right. And
so that's why you have to be saying Moteach as part of the in the Rama.
Right? That's right.
Because otherwise that wouldn't be such a big deal. Meaning that if that could be the essential part, because once you pull it, that's when you're finishing the sewing.
That's when you finish it. Right. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say what is essential. I don't know. But this much, it would seem, he's definitely saying that it is a component, and you completed a component, even though you may not have done the actual stitching. But you did one component in the malacha. You did one complete component. That's good enough to be mechayiv.
So, I mean, can you say... I think this is basically the same thing you're saying, but that once you're to be considered involved in that action, then you can be chayiv in that action. Meaning, like, this is
essential enough to be considered involved in it. You know, it might not be the essential part that it's like, you know, that's what stitching is or whatever, but you're involved enough to say that you're now involved in stitching.
That's good. That's
you
good.
Might have not finished it, or, you know, might even not have finished the main thing, but it's not saying you're involved in it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Right, right, right. In other words, the thing is, right, is the halacha you have to do the entire entity, or no, you have to be involved in the entity. That's good. And if there's one complete part of the process that you did, now you're involved in the entire entity. You don't have to actually carry out the whole thing. You have to be involved in carrying it out. Now, what involves you if I start it? Or if I do, that's good. That's good.
If you don't pull it through, it's not anything yet. You haven't even bothered yourself.
That's true. Exactly. If you don't pull through, that's right. That's exactly right. That's mitzar. That's what he means, mitzarchi at tefira. The tefira doesn't really accomplish its final goal until you pull it through. That's true. So if the stitches were there, fine. If I stitch and I don't pull, I'm also, I assume I'm chayef, because that's also an essential part of the process. But without the pulling, the stitching is not going to work. So that's both things really are necessary. Yeah, both things are necessary.
So that's what Rashi's saying?
That's the problem. Both things are necessary. So any part of the process relates me to tefira, to the malach.
So what if it was there already, pulled through, and you just tied it?
I mean, let's say you had two stitches, pulled through, and you went in and did the cure.
Right.
Wouldn't that be even more so? You just completed the action? Like, yeah. That's even more than being involved, no? You actually did it.
Also
finished
it.
Right?
According to this far, that's it.
According to what we're saying. Because it's just more.
Depends on whether we consider that mitzvah a tefira or not.
The nodding.
Right. Like, not every practical element of making up tefira is going to be considered mitzvah a tefira, so it's going to be tied to being involved in that component, presumably.
That's right.
Just getting the strings, you know, it's not like
that's
a recognized sort of tefira.
Right. That's true.
It sounds like this might be
time to find the final nine.
Well, the thing is,
yeah, it seems like it would be part of the tefira.
Yeah, but you're right. That's what it should fall.
Right.
Well, maybe you'll say no, but one second. But according to the Rambam, it seems there is a tzura of stitching and pulling. Right. Now, why do you need the knot? You need the knot if you only made two stitches.
That's true.
Then the practical. That's right. If you do a lot. So really, part of the maisa is really the stitching and the pulling. That's the maisa. Now, if I didn't do enough tefiros, then yeah, I'm going to have to put a knot in. But I don't know if that's really part of the maisa malacha.
Sure.
Like you're saying, it might not be tefira, right? That's a good point.
You mean that's only if you have to.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to put in a little bit, so I have to tie it.
I got to tie it. That's right. Right, in other words, in that case, to be chayiv, you'd have to tie it, because then you wouldn't have made it really kayama. But I don't know if that means it's part of the maisa malacha, actually.
Would that just be kosher?
Well, that's what we're saying, that it's only kosher if you make the double knot. But if I make a single knot, then I wouldn't.
Oh, after this.
That's right. Then I wouldn't be able to go.
Fuzzy.
Okay.
I thought you were asking if that was part of tofer, but not kosher.
If what the
not part.
Well, that's what they're asking. Yeah,
that's what they're asking. Okay,
but that's a good point, right? That's right. Not everything that's necessary for the practical stitching is part of the malacha. That's true. That's a good point. Okay. All righty.
Crystal clear.